Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 27th of June. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on how to deal with stress through the eyes of Jesus Christ. How did he deal with it, and how might that help us today? Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. I invite you to turn with me to the Bible reading for this week, John chapter 14 and verses 1 to 14. Today we're reading from the New International Version. Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Amen. Have you ever noticed you can't please everyone all the time? You can't always make everyone happy. If you find yourself living for other people's approval, then being unable to please everyone all the time leads to stress. Jesus knew this. He didn't live for other people's approval. The only approval he looked for was his Father's. Doing what God wanted was what motivated Jesus in both his life and ministry. Some people approved of what Jesus was doing, but many rejected him. He didn't allow this to blow him off course. He simply did what his Father wanted him to do. We cannot live for people's approval and God's approval at the same time. So, whose approval are you living for? As you think about your answer to that question, and perhaps delving deeper into today's thoughts, you might want to use this question. How has seeking someone's approval led to stress in your life? I do hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Devotional as we think about how important focus is in dealing with stress.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.